conditioner for a scent that lasts. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Government defers NGO bill. Ngale demands government action against profiteering in agro-inputs market. Kremlin plays down Zelensky talks as Trump wants Putin may not want to make deal.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mbungima Timothy Jilalam. Community Development and Social Services Minister Doreen Mwamba has announced the deferment of the NGO bill to allow for further stakeholder consultations and refinement of the legislation. Ms. Mwamba made the announcement during stakeholders' meeting with various civil society and non-governmental organizations and NGO representatives at the ministry headquarters. The minister stated that the decision has been made in response to concerns raised by various stakeholders regarding certain provisions in the bill. Ms. Mwamba says the deferment is not a sign of abandonment, but rather a deliberate step to ensure that the legislation is inclusive, fair, and reflective of the views and aspirations of all stakeholders, especially the NGOs it seeks to regulate. She notes that the deferment will present an opportunity to re-engage with stakeholders, integrate the substantive concerns raised by the NGOs into the revised draft bill, and align the proposed legislation with regional and international best practices while remaining consistent with Zambia's constitutional and developmental priorities.
Let me assure you, my colleagues, that what has been going on in the NGO sector is going to and regulation in government for NGOs. The role of NGOs in local development is for the delivery, advocacy, social accountability, is indispensable. Therefore, it seems in our mutual interest that this law governing co-operation is balanced, ensuring transparency and accountability while subjugating your intention and operational position.
The Green Party has argued that Zambia's economy will not see meaningful improvements as long as the current capitalist system remains in place. Party President Peter Sinkamba says the profit-driven framework prioritizes financial returns over social welfare, making it ill-suited to address persistent challenges such as unemployment and the rising cost of living. He explains that the capital model has created structural gaps that have contributed to job losses and inadequate public services. Mr. Sinkamba has since urged the UPND administration to consider a deliberate shift towards an economy designed to serve the people and address chronic social and economic deficits.
That it was going to be naive for us to lean on debt restructuring as a strategy for national development. We indicated that what was required at the time was to look at the growth nodes, look at the economic sectors which required investment and generate money from your own revenues, which should be able to deal with the debt portfolios. Because the money we are talking about is very small. You know, we're talking about $16 billion. That's very little money if we put together our resources. The cannabis program alone could do clear that debt if we had implemented it in the manner in which we had structured it. But unfortunately, you want to lean on begging and following what those conditions that are being given. You will not achieve much.
Former Southern Province Minister and Agriculture Economist Dr. Edfaiha Mugale has demanded the government has demanded government intervention in the agro-input market, accusing dealers of profiteering despite improved economic conditions. Dr. Amagale notes that with the kwacha now trading at 23 kwacha to the dollar, the cost of production and the inputs such as fertilizer has dropped significantly, yet prices in the agro sector remain stubbornly high. He argues that there is no justification for agro dealers to continue exploiting farmers, adding that just as the government enforces bus fare reduction after fuel price cuts, similar measures should apply in the agriculture sector. Dr. Amagale has further warned that unchecked profiteering will drive up the cost of food, livestock feed and consumer products such as eggs, milk and beer.
We need to work out factory gate wholesale break-even for producer prices for fertilizers and seeds, and also work out retail break-even prices to understand the abnormal profits that agro-dealers are likely to enjoy in 2025. And if government does not enforce price reductions for both locally produced fertilizers and imported fertilizers at cost in full basis, we are headed in trouble in as far as minimum prices are concerned and other products. I feel this is the main way we can reduce food prices and livestock feed prices in the coming year, 2026.
The Zambia Police Service has arrested and detained a 38-year-old woman of Chazanga compound in connection with an incident in which seven passengers sustained burns after being exposed to suspected acid aboard an Anaconda-bound bus. Police spokesperson Ray Amonga confirmed the development in a statement, saying the incident occurred in the early hours of August 20, 2025 along Cairo Road in Lusaka. According to police, the bus driver Davis Musonda, 62, of Matera East and employed by Royal Africa Company in Kitwe, reported that one of his passengers was in possession of a 2.5-liter container of suspected acid and a gas cylinder with a cable attached to it. The container reportedly leaked, spilling its contents onto unsuspecting passengers. Mr. Amonga explains that the bus driver noticed passengers shouting after the liquid began dripping from the bus roof, burning them. He immediately drove the bus to Lusaka Central Police Station, where the matter was formally reported. Police investigations led to the arrest of Faith Nurenda, 38, who was seated directly under the leaking container and was destined for Mpika. Preliminary information indicates the acid was intended for use in gold purification. All seven victims were issued police medical forms and taken to the University Teaching Hospital, where they were treated and discharged as their conditions are reported to be stable. The container and gas cylinder have been secured in police custody as exhibits, while a docket has been opened and investigations are ongoing.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to inform the public that we have arrested and detained a female suspect in connection with the offense of possession of offensive weapons or materials and unlawful acts causing harm. Today, the 20th of August 2025, around 08 hours, Lusaka Central Police Station received a report of possession of offensive weapons or materials and unlawful acts causing harm. The incident is reported to have occurred today, around 04 hours along Cairo Road in Lusaka. The report was made by Male Davis Musonda, 862 of house number 746, Matera East, Lusaka, a bus driver for Royal Africa Company based in Kitwe. He reported that an unknown passenger on his Marco Polo Scania bus bearing registration number AJE 6880.
And now, business news. Business news.
Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Tayali has urged the newly elected Zambia Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport Council to support the recently established logistics department under his ministry to enhance the flow of goods and services across the region. Speaking when the council's executive committee paid a courtesy call on him, Mr. Tayali said the institute must be above board and avoid patronage in the recruitment of staff at various levels of the sector, stressing the need to prioritize qualified experts. He explains that the government created the logistics department to address long-standing bottlenecks in the movement of goods and services, adding that ZCILT remains key to achieving efficiency in the sector. Mr. Tayali notes that increased investment in the transport and logistics would soon see more goods and services pouring into the country, hence the need for proper management to maximize the benefits.